The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On one occasion, Jesus began to teach beside the lake. Such a huge crowd gathered around him that he went and got into a boat on the water, while the crowd remained on the shore nearby. He began to instruct them to great length by the use of parables, and in the course of his teaching he said, "Listen carefully to this. A farmer went out sowing. Some of what he sowed landed on the footpath, where it gave no birth, because the birds came along and ate it up. Some of the seed landed on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprouted immediately because the soil had no depth. Then when the sun rose and scorched it, it began to wither for lack of roots. Again, some landed among thorns, which grew up and choked it off, and there was no yield of grain. Some seed finally landed on good soil and yielded grain that sprang up to produce it in different amounts of 30 and 60 and 100-fold. Having spoken this parable, he added, "Let him who has ears to hear me hear." Now, when he was away from the crowd, those present with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He told them, "To you the mystery of the kingdom of God has been revealed. To the others outside of it, it is all presented in parables, so that they will look diligently and not find it, listen carefully and not understand, lest perhaps they repent and be forgiven." He said to them, "You do not understand the parable? How men are going to understand it? Others, figures like this they need. What the sower is sowing is the word. Those on the path are the ones to whom it comes, but soon after they hear the word, Satan comes to carry off what was sown in their hearts. Similarly, those sown on rocky ground are people who are listening to the word, accept it joyfully in their hearts. Being rootless, they last only a while. When some pressure on them comes, or persecution, it overtakes them because of the word. They falter. Those sown among thorns are others. They have listened to the word, but anxieties over life's demands and the desire for wealth and cravings of other kinds overtake them, and the seed bears no yield. But those sown on good soil are the ones who listen to the word, take it to their hearts, and yield 30, 60, and 100-fold the gospel of the Lord. The gospel we've just read deserves a long and meditating homily, but I thought I'd rather speak on today's saint, Saint Angelo Merici. Lived in the late 15th and 16th centuries, when the errors of Protestantism began to penetrate the Catholic Church. Her concern was to train mothers and young women so they in turn who teach children, especially again young girls, the true faith. She was a pioneer of Catholic education in the modern world. The community she founded, the Ursulines, has been the ground soil from which all the teaching orders of religious women of the Catholic Church have finally come. What's the lesson for us? It takes leaders, and I would add, especially women leaders, to see the need for teaching the young in their faith. And the younger they are, the better. That's why parents should be trained to teach their children the faith from infancy. All I know, what my mother told me, Johnny, long before you could walk, I taught you how to kneel. You cannot begin too soon. In fact, we are told by the age of 4, it may be too late. We need this especially in today's world, and most especially in today's secularized world, when one country after another, women who should be home taking care of their children are working outside, in offices, in factories. And in the United States, billions of dollars are appropriated by the government for what they call daycare centers for the children. Children need a mother's care desperately from infancy. No one under God can replace a mother in teaching her children, especially their faith. That's the first lesson from Saint Angelo Merici. Secondly, her favorite motto from Scripture was, "A good tree bears good fruit," quoting our Lord. A good tree bears good fruit. And the fruit, of course, is especially in the apostolate. The He opened the doors on that subject last evening and will continue doing it during this seminar. We are only, and the adverb is revealed by God, we are only as effective in bringing God to others, only as successful in the apostolate, only as effective in the supernatural order of bringing grace to others, and I repeat the adverb, only in the measure of our own union with God. We'll produce as much fruit and the kind of fruit, either little grapes or big grapes, little tiny apples or big, huge, bulging apples. We will produce only as much fruit in the souls of those whom God puts into our lives. And that's the fundamental reason why God puts other people into our lives. Sometimes we're tempted to wish you could be all alone on a desert island and be freed. Oh, we think, what joy. Just me, myself, and I. No. God puts other people into our lives. Not only, let's be honest, not only that they might, well, provide us with a chance of practice patience and humility and self-restraint, not just to try our virtue. No, the main reason God puts other people into our lives is that we might share with them the grace that God gives us. And we will be giving only as much grace to others as we have ourselves. Finally, St. Angela had the wisdom of forming a religious community, because a religious community as effectiveness in the world can do wonders, miracles, which the individuals working alone could never achieve. Christ's words, where are 2 or 3 or 20 or 30, or I'm told some 80, are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. In other words, God gives grace not only through individuals in the measure of their own union with God. God gives grace to communities. The holier a community, the more that community will do for God. Lord Jesus, we thank you for today's Saint Angela. Obtain for us, give us something of her deep vision, that our main responsibility is to bring grace to others. But, dear Jesus, we'll bring only as much grace to others as we ourselves correspond for the grace you give us. Saint Angela Merici, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.